DMs or some texts today. Ow. Why did I agree to preach again today? No, just kidding. Yeah, we'll get through it together, right? So when I went to seminary, I lived on campus in a dormitory-style housing place. Just call it that. It was definitely an adjustment for me. I'd been living alone for a while in an apartment, had my space to myself, my own bathroom, my own kitchen. It was lovely. And then I lived in a very different kind of place when I went to seminary. It was community living. We shared a kitchen. I lived in a much smaller space. Let's just say that kind of living situation was quite the learning experience for me. I'd also been working in higher education before I went to seminary, and I was facilitating students who'd been living in that type of situation. So it felt a little weird being on the other side of things. One of our first tasks living in that kind of community situation was filling out a community agreement. It was a way for us to expound on the rules that had already been established for us. It was an experience that I had been doing for years with students. So in that context, it was a way for new students to practice their communication and problem-solving skills. But in seminary, it was a way for us to begin the process of getting to know one another and begin laying a foundation for the community support that we would need for the challenging work that lay ahead. Now, in many ways, this was similar to early Christian communities and even in our text for today. The readings we have for today provide us with some really complex text that we're going to try to navigate together, but I'd really like to focus in on our gospel text. Now, our gospel text, we might be tempted to maybe miss some of the potential nuances and maybe skip right to how we've always read or heard that text, maybe how we've connected to it before, or maybe even how we've put it in that bin that is the, I don't kind of like that text, maybe I'll leave that for someone else to deal with. I do that too. It's okay. We all do that with some of our gospel texts or even other texts from the Bible. Yet today, I want to invite us into a space to hear the text anew, maybe even ask some questions, like how is God speaking to us today through this text? Or what might the Spirit be inviting us into that maybe we weren't expecting? Because there's so much to explore in all of the readings. Maybe even take them home, work with them a little bit. And I'd really, like I said, focus our energy on the gospel text because there's a lot here. I don't have an 80-minute sermon. None of you would really like that, right? So we'll just focus on that and stick to what we're doing today. And here we find Jesus delivering a sermon kind of on community ethics. And it's really related to four basic themes: reconciliation, adultery, divorce, and swearing. Not like curse word swearing, but just swearing and like swearing an oath kind of swearing. And it's important to understand that Jesus is not contradicting the laws, but deepening or broadening their understanding for those who are listening to him. And while laws about murder were already in place, as Jesus references, Jesus is trying to expand his teaching to include anger and clarifying that one must be reconciled to those, reconciled to one's siblings in community before coming to worship God. Jesus is making it clear that intention as well as actions matter in community life. And one of the nuances to note here in this text is that individuals are being asked to take responsibility for their actions, and that the one who has committed the offense is also responsible to initiate that reconciliation. And in these texts, Jesus still locates himself within the law, but is expanding or reframing those laws with what we see as God's intent or God's will. And as we move on to Jesus's next theme, I do find Jesus's message about divorce interesting, as it is expanding on the law in a way that seemingly intends to protect women, or in some way make women equal in this scenario. And expanding the idea of the law and showing us a glimpse of what God's will on earth could look like. And this is the same when we look at Jesus's message about swearing. And again, Jesus isn't going against a law, but standing in it and saying, you don't actually need to swear by God or Jerusalem or anything else. All you need is for your word to be so honorable that your yes means yes and your no means no, and that everyone can trust you. And that these communal norms were important for the early forming Christian community. It's a way that sets them apart yet gathers them together. And while these laws and rules have their own context and their teachings about community living continue to be relevant for our time today. I was also struck by Jesus's call for reconciliation and how our own liturgical structure with the peace before the Eucharist mirrors that. And I wonder how many of us utilize that time to reconcile with each other or those we might have wronged. Even if it's a simple way to say, I'm sorry, you up for chatting over coffee? Now, sometimes that wound is deeper or more complex and may need a deeper level of discernment. So maybe it's a little more than we can handle over coffee hour. And communities and people are obviously more complex than that sometimes. And I really want to make sure that I acknowledge that. The key is how we continue to grow together. And our gospel text today is calling us to lean into those complexities and remember that. And to try to understand ourselves better in that communal context. And to understand that it isn't simply our actions that matter, but also our intentions and how we continue to lean into that. And that we must take care of the vulnerable among us as God has called us to do, and to examine ourselves to ensure that we are ready to be transformed by the word God shares with us. Now, in seminary, I lived with people who challenged me all the time in lots of very interesting ways. Happy to share that story at another time. Just ask, maybe over coffee. And this was a real challenge at first, as I tried to find my place within that community. But once we started to work with each other in new ways and let each other transform one another, it started to come together. And as we faced challenges together, those foundations that we set up in the beginning really saw us through those challenges. And our text today reminds me of the importance of that community and how Jesus calls us not only to stand in that which we know, but also utilize our collective imagination and prayer to discern how God is calling us to expand those understandings. Remembering that it's not only our actions, but intentions that we must pay attention to, and that this Christian community is the foundation of the work we do and the springboard for the work we take out into the world. And my prayer for us all is that we find strength in this community together and remember the good news of God's love as we go out into the world. Amen.